Hey, what's happening, man? This is your boy Bagari Black. You're now listening to Eat Color, Kurt G, and King Killer. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Tune into the Hip Hop Digest Show. Right now, nigga. Right now, nigga. Right now, nigga. Right now, nigga. Right now, nigga.
You niggas want to sweep the whole fucking 90s OGs. Y'all want to sweep the whole shit under the motherfucking rug. Y'all want to say, fuck us. This is what we doing now. We walk around here looking like some fucking fags. Saying we thugs. That's what we want to do. We want to walk around here look like some fucking gay niggas, some fags and shit, and say we thugs instead of respecting the niggas who paved the way for you motherfuckers to even roll blunts. To even roll blunts. So you want to disrespect us and shit. Amigos, all you little niggas, man. Fuck y'all, nigga. The rest of these OGs might not say nothing, but nigga, fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. Wow. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color.
Whoa.
Damn.
He dropped the F bomb on niggas, B.
It's your boy. It's your boy Spice One. Welcome to the ghetto.
Yeah, but did you see the video of that? Just the energy. He had
oh,
with that,
you can, I, can, I can, don't need to see the video. I can hear it in his voice. That just the way he was just talking, like, whoa, you know, he felt that shit. He meant that from his heart.
Hey, man.
You know how people say it with your chest? He said it was whole body.
Oh, yeah. It seemed like he was on his tiptoes when he said that shit.
Anyway,
that nigga was pissed.
Welcome to another episode of the Hip Hop Digest. Happy recording day, gentlemen.
Happy recording day, sir.
No doubt.
Them niggas paved the way for them to even roll blunts. Damn, son. Black and Miles, nigga.
Wow. Alright, that's what's good, yo.
They ain't gonna say nothing to that, though.
Nah. You fuck around, you catch that money challenge somewhere, and he catch you out L.A. slipping. So, anyway, let's jump right in, yo. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Virginia is for lovers.
Really?
is that where we're going right now?
A lover's a blackface.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
No doubt. What we're going to talk about is that Virginia blackface situation. In hip hop, we've had our own blackface issues. That
shit sound like somebody's name, B.
What?
Stage show, Virginia blackface.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you, them cats over there get down with that, yo. Anyway, we're going to start with a governor, Ralph Northam. The governor popped in the yearbook. One cat could be the governor. He's just got his regular Sambo on, blackface. Or it could be the governor in the whole Klan uniform. Either way, he was in medical school. He's down with that shit. All right. And then we got the attorney general, Virginia, okay, had revealed that he himself had appeared in blackface at a college party in the 1980s.
Oh, that nigga was like, before they tried to bust me, let me go ahead and put my shit out here now before somebody digs some shit up on me.
No doubt. And then you got a Virginia politician, state senator Tommy Northam, a Republican majority leader, was swept up in the blackface scandal himself after it was revealed that he was one of the editors of the 1968 VMI, that's Virginia Military Institute yearbook, that featured racist language and multiple students in blackface.
Got him.
And then, this is a separate issue, but he got rolled the fuck up on. Lieutenant Governor, brother, Justin Fairfax.
He's a natural blackface.
Man, he got popped. As of recording time, a second woman has just popped up and said that your boy Fairfax is on forcible rape. We're going to take him separate, okay? I'm going to add just a little bit more sugar to the Kool-Aid. okay, back in 2016, you know, a photo of View, what do you call that, moderator, Joey Bear.
Oh.
Okay, she was in blackface at a Halloween party. Said the Halloween, well, she was saying that the makeup was a little darker than her skin, but she got popped. Now, this is back in 2016. They actually talked about it on The View and showed a photo of the Joey Bear, or however you pronounce her name, in blackface. Again, in hip-hop, we've had our own blackface situations that was quickly swept under the rug.
Extinguished.
And then, too, I'm going to bring it back to hip-hop in full, okay, to round this up to make it hip-hop fully, you know. Hall of Famer Curtis Blow responds to the whole blackface situation, and I don't understand why I'm hearing from Curtis Blow now.
So we need to address each one of these. Okay. Though, but you said a whole lot of shit.
I did. I'm just, and, all right.
You did.
Okay. So, all right, before we get to Curtis Blow, let's talk about, let's just basically, the Ralph Northam. Is he going to remain governor of Virginia?
Are we taking a vote here? Or are we going?
Yeah, just your personal opinion.
I say hells to the no.
I say he still is.
He's going to stay there as long as he can. I'll say that. Right. He's going to stay there as long as he can until the pitchforks and the hoods come to his door and they say, you got to get the fuck out of here right now.
Ain't no pitchforks and hoods coming to his crib.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no doubt.
ain't that where the tiki torches were?
Yes, Charlottesville.
Come on, B.
Yes, and I want to get to, and I want to talk about Virginia specifically, and my vote is I don't think he'll remain governor. He'll hang as long as he can, but ultimately he's out. The thing about what I want to get to about Virginia, and the key thing here is...
Let me add one more thing about this.
Okay.
What he did was reprehensible. As far as we're concerned, as far as blackface. But the thing that got me the most out of that, not even the blackface. The blackface, okay, he got caught up in the moment or whatever he thought he was supposed to be doing. He's trying to do all this backtrack and talking about he was trying to play Michael Jackson. Then he said he wasn't. That wasn't even him. But the thing that got me the most about this shit, it's just a medical school that he went to.
Right.
He went to a medical school. And so,
that was a full regalia Klansman stand beside him.
He had a medical school. These people are going to be practicing medicine.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to take an oath. And you're telling me this medical school...
It's called a hypocritical oath.
He said Hippocratic. But this medical school did not know anything about this fucking yearbook? Are you telling me that they didn't have a clue about this
So let me answer your question.
What you're telling
for
me.
Wait, King Killer. Wait. I'm sorry. Okay. Real quick. Asterisk. They was running them goddamn yearbooks up until like 2013 or 2016 with motherfuckers dressing up like they was Confederate soldiers and shit.
So you're telling me they're right now they're trying to redact the story. And say, it was reprehensible for us. We're not down with that stuff. We're all about unity about this stuff. They didn't care then. They don't care now. The only thing they care about is their image. Is all it's about.
You fucked up in the game, B. You're totally fucked up. What you are is a wreck tractor trailer
on
95 at the Occoquan.
Well, show me how I'm wrecked.
You're totally fucked up.
Not the Occoquan.
B, I think you got me fucked up because you didn't actually hear what I said.
I heard what you said.
I said what was more fucked up to me than the blackface. Now the blackface was fucked up, but what was more is the fact that the medical school is he went to a medical school. This person is practicing his medicine on black people. So you mean to tell me he's already thinking in his head this is a black person? I don't give a shit about him anyway.
Let me tell you,
I'm not even trying to save his life.
Let me
the people that went through that medical school, B.
Let me tell you why you just totaled that $100,000 Peterbilt, all right? You totally fucked up in the game. Because, look, I know that's what you think, but you sitting up there in Virginia, and what we're talking about is the height of white privilege at a medical school. the height of white privilege. You're talking about like in a medical school, like they're teaching this cat compassion. No, he is in the height of white privilege, just like your boy Kavanaugh down at Georgetown Prep.
But see, you're fucked up right now, B.
Oh, shit.
Because that's not where I was coming from. That's you missed my whole premise.
What are you talking about? My whole premise
went past you. My whole premise is not that he's not the fact that I'm thinking they're teaching him anything. I'm the fact that you're at a medical school.
And what the fuck does that mean?
You're practicing medicine and you're going to be practicing on black people, which is what I'm saying. The point is you're practicing on black people, your medicine on black people, and you don't give a shit about them to begin with.
Right.
So that saying the medical school itself was already fucked up. The medical school.
Beyond the medical school.
They're acting like they didn't have no clue about what was going on when they did.
Beyond the medical school.
Right.
It's the medical school. It's his upbringing. It's the white privilege that he lives in. So fuck the medical school. Them niggas was just another cog in a wheel of white privilege that put what he did as acceptable, fun, everyday shit.
Now we're on
the same yearbook in the 80s.
Now we're on the same wavelength now, B. Now we're here together. What you just said is exactly what I'm saying. I just didn't say it the way you said it. So but that's my wavelength with you.
So that being said, the same way with the Republican majority leader in Virginia, you know, and the same way as far as I'm concerned with that chick on The View. All these people are running around and living in an era of white privilege. And white privilege is simply, to me, I boil it down to the lowest common denominator. White privilege is simply not having to deal with race on a day-to-day level. I don't give a fuck who you are. Clarence, Thomas, I don't give a fuck. You know you a nigga. You hate it, but you know you a nigga. All right? You can say all that shit you want. So that's why that exists. At the medical school, at VMI, all of that shit. But even at the Occoquan.
It exists everywhere, B. It exists everywhere.
No doubt.
And it's always existed.
And no doubt.
It's not just starting. There's a reason why slavery existed in this country. It's always been here. And it's still here. It's just more underground.
So let's get to Kurt Blow then. Let's get to Kurt Blow. That's what I'm going to get down to. I'm going to get down to Kurt Blow. When your boy Blackface Drake got caught, and I don't know how with Curtis Blow, if he was here, and I got a chance to ask him, but it just seems to me, and maybe I'm wrong, that because this guy is this generation's guy, you know, this generation's big money guy, you know, we don't want to ruffle his feathers. We can't call him out. Or as you were saying, just because he claimed black, we got to go past this, or we got to sweep it under the rug. I don't understand what's up with Kurt Blow. I mean, it to me, on a hip-hop level, it just screams of hypocrisy.
That's Kurt Blow is my man, 50,000 grand, right? But I cram to understand how we can talk about some blackface and not all blackface, because either we gonna address it every single situation, or we just gonna let it go and let governors be governors and lieutenant governor or whatever the other dude is, just be them. You know what I'm saying? I can't sit here and feel all out of place, mad about them having done that. I just can't. I cannot be mad when I know that we have had a major human being on this planet do it, regardless of his mixed race or not. If blackface is bad, it's bad. Nobody should fucking do it. Even when Spike Lee did his movie Bamboozled, he didn't give it a good shine. He gave that shit, when you watch that scene in Bamboozled, it's fucked up, yo.
Yeah, well,
when them brothers was putting that blackface on?
Yeah, but Spike intentionally did it.
That's my point.
Right.
So if it's going to be fucking bad, then it's going to be bad for anybody to do it. But this one human being got a pass. So I really don't know even how to address it.
Well, now, now I want to get to now I'm going to get to the hard question. What do we do as a society and people about forgiveness? So let me give you my personal challenge. Wifey caught me up on this. All right. So when I graduated high school, I didn't go to the prom. Okay. But me and another brother who remained nameless.
Stood
outside the prom.
I was there.
Yes. Me and another brother, but Kurt G did go to the prom.
Yes, I did.
Me and another brother who stood outside the prom. Okay. I didn't go. But as the limo drivers pulled up and they were all white.
I remember getting out the car and hearing this when I got out.
Open the door, white man, to every cat. Open the door, white man. And they would look at us. Don't matter. Open the door, white man. Now, my wife was like, but that's not who you are now. Where do you get with these blackface cats in Virginia or anywhere else they may pop up? How do you get to the level of, okay, understanding and the teachable moment that that was bad? And how do we get to forgiveness? Considering what you just said, the linchpin about your boy who, on its normal circumstances, may have warranted some forgiveness, and I guess he did come out and apologize and give some half-hearted about, oh,
he
Canada.
He did not apologize. He explained it away.
Right, he explained it away, some half-hearted, oh, we don't have that type of shit in Canada, that type of horse shit. I get you. But anyway, but my challenge to
fuck
you.
Out here. You got that shit in with them fucking bubble sisters, where the fuck you call, you get shits everywhere.
Yo, no doubt, of course, no doubt. But the point is, how are we going to get to a teachable moment and forgiveness? Is that possible now?
Yes, it is, but motherfuckers gonna have to step down. When you fighting for your job, now fuck that. I'm the governor, nigga.
So
I'm the governor. That's some shit I did in the past. Fuck that. That ain't me now.
Okay.
I'm not giving up my job.
Gee, my man.
Okay, so now let me go ahead and bring this full circle and bring it to a point of, like you're saying, you gotta get to some forgiveness point, because at some point, this shit may not be here and we may not be alive when this shit come around, but it's coming, and it's coming in a very, very strong way. Believe me, the wave is coming. If this shit doesn't come to some type of, like you said, some type of forgiveness or some type of leeway of saying, all right, if you did this and this and this during this time period, and we're going to put some type of time limit on it. If it happened within the last 15, 20 years, we're going to give you we're going to say, yeah, you're guilty. But if it happened before that, don't worry about it. They're going to have to get to that point at some point, because think about this. Just for this moment, think about where we at in this time frame. A lot of these kids that are growing up now or in the future are going to be politicians. Some of them are going to be the president of the United States. Some of them are going to move on to own corporations and all this shit that's going on. Think about what the shit that they're doing now and this social media and all this stuff that's going on, all the dumb shit that they're posting. That's going to come out and haunt them in the future? How many niggas are going to be like, oh, that shit you just posted, I remember the shit you posted in 2015, and now you're trying to be, you're the governor, we're going to slam you for that shit that you posted when you was 15 years old or when you was 12 or whatever. So at some point in time, there's going to have to be somebody that's going to have to put some type of governor on this shit and say, all right, if you posted some shit from high school or college, we're not even going to, that shit doesn't count. Anything after that, we're going to count on you. You know what I mean? So they're going to have to do something about it, because it's going to come to a head and all that shit's going to just blow up.
Well, I tell you what.
Passes will be handed out by Kurt G.
Right.
I'm not passing out any fucking pass. I'm sorry. I said it might happen after we're long gone. This might happen.
But
I'm not going to give anybody any passes. But I'm saying they're going to have to give out passes.
I'm going to be gonna dead make ass, this though.
In any kind of way, because all these governors and whatever they're going to be, or in the future presidents, owner of corporations, they're going to have to get passes.
B, I'm sorry. I can't do that. And this is on this level. Because you're talking about carte blanche passes. If I was running for public office, or if I was a police officer or a police chief, and somebody had a tape of me on video saying, open the door, white man, I don't deserve to be in that job. I don't deserve to be in that job. And I know it's easy to say because I'm not in that job, but I don't deserve to be in that type of job because a implicit bias is there. Now, you're right. I'm not the same person. And she asked me, you know, was I proud of that moment? And I didn't have a straight answer because I said, well, there's a yes and no. Not that I'm proud of that moment now, but at the time I was doing it, being dead ass honest with you, growing up where we grew up, oh, it felt good as a motherfucker. And and I think that until we start getting to the truth, I ain't fuck passes. Until Northam and them come out on some old, you know what? Man, we didn't give a fuck about niggas, yo. We didn't even care about niggas. And start being honest. See, that's the thing. It can't be onus on black folks to forgive all the time. White folks got to put they shit up.
And well, when hold they, on, B. Because you already know, as I said on the chain, black people are the most forgiving people on the planet.
Yeah, but it can't be only us forgiving until white folks come up. And look, and you may not like a white cat coming up and saying, you know what, when I grew up, I ain't give a fuck about niggas like that.
No, but I would appreciate that.
I would appreciate it. Okay. I would appreciate it myself.
And I'm saying it, and some of them comments probably would be very hurtful. I get it. But until you start having that type of dialogue, then and only then are you going to start getting forgiveness. Okay? White folks now, Northam and them niggas, look, these motherfuckers running from this shit. Well, the one lieutenant governor.
That's the point.
The lieutenant governor came out and said, yo, before any pictures get I did it. Now he's already
that don't make it no better though.
Well, it don't matter.
It don't make it better. And like I said, on this show, ain't none of us giving out. None of these niggas ain't getting no passes. Nope, we don't give nobody none. No passes.
Well, but wait. I'm sorry, Kurt. Let me cut you. Because if that dude, the first one that got caught, if he admitted it and showed that he was contrite instead of fighting for his job, then I would have some leniency in there.
But he did admit it off the break.
I see, man, he's fighting for his job.
And now he is, but if at first he did admit it off the break. He said, yeah, that's me.
You fucking cannot deny it, nigga. It's you.
But he didn't. But he didn't say it wasn't him. He did admit it. He did admit it.
I don't care.
But he didn't,
right now he's fighting for his job, which to me is like fuck you.
I love Lil Malcolm.
Yeah, I'm definitely him right now.
He don't care.
So going at this. So we done.
I don't give a fuck how many babies you birthed or black people you helped in the hospital. Nah, nigga, just be contrite. Don't worry about your job. Because black people be like, oh, he's sorry.
Well, in any case, I want to get past this Virginia thing, and it's going to be hard to get past the Virginia thing because we only got one more thing left on the agenda, and that is the Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax with the sexual assault. He's getting hammered right now. I don't know if he survives. These are uncorroborated things.
He might be out before the other governor.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, this brother is. Now, I mean, I don't know, yo. I mean, yo, that's so hard, and I always fuck that up, so I'm going to refrain from commenting. I'm just saying, you know, damn, brother. That's the only thing I can say on that, man.
You got to be careful out here, and I'm not condemning him, and I'm not letting him off the hook.
Not condoning.
Clearly, there's something there, yo.
Oh, there's a smoke there. You know that. There's some smoke around him.
Yeah, he ain't Brett Kavanaugh.
And you know, it comes with position.
He ain't Brett Kavanaugh.
You got to fucking be careful out there when you got some title or position or level of responsibility out here. You have to, yo.
He didn't know he was going to be lieutenant governor. This is back when them motherfuckers was probably
nigga,
drinking.
It was at a fucking, some kind of political situation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was in high school. I didn't know. He was grown.
Oh, shit.
Lieutenant Governor, you in trouble.
Oh, man. Big Daddy. All right, let's keep it moving, yo. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, yo. That was a big Virginia topic right there. Next topic,
Virginia was for lovers.
That way, not us.
Yeah, I know it. Yo, next topic is Rest in Everlasting Paradise to Frank Robinson.
Yes.
All right? This is kind of a big deal, at least to me anyway. Frank Robinson was the first African-American manager in the major leagues.
Yep.
And the only player to win MVP in both leagues. Okay? The only player to do it. Robinson was born in Beaumont, Texas, and grew up in Oakland, California, where his high school teammate was the captain of the state championship basketball team, none other than Bill Russell.
Russell?
Yeah, so they were very close friends all the way back to high school, you know. And this is the thing, Robinson made history in 1975, becoming the first African-American to be named manager of a major league club while he was still playing. Okay. Robinson goes on to say they paid only an additional $20,000 to handle both jobs, but Robinson took the position knowing his place in history. That the fuck, that's what I'm talking about, leadership, B. You find yourself in a situation and it's about leadership, okay? Robinson told Outside the Lines in 2016 that he knew at that time he had to take the position regardless of the money, because he said it's going to open the door and let African Americans have an opportunity to walk through once he did what he did. And so I'm going to say this and segue into the after the Super Bowl, we can finally talk about these performances and these nut niggas. And I still say they all nut niggas. But again, when you find yourself, when you find yourself in leadership, the way the late, great Frank Robinson rest in everlasting paradise. Okay. Didn't mean he's like, you know what? Now I'm in this position. I got to do leadership. Okay. The nut niggas out here. Yo, nigga, I'm going to run up the Super Bowl, nigga. What are you talking about? I gave $500,000 to the Urban League. I'm good. And nigga,
you gave $5,000.
Nigga. Man, fuck that. I'm going to tell you, like your boy said, he was like, yo, $50,000 and a bucket of chicken, and we're good.
Oh, that's your, that's a... What's his name? That's Paul Mooney.
No, that's your boy Byron Allen.
Byron Allen.
Byron Allen's that dude though, for real.
But Byron Allen said the way they deal with African Americans is on some $50,000 and a bucket of chicken, and we're good. So that's how.
Holla at me.
B. All that being said, B, that's what I'm talking about, leadership, and that's what I was expecting from them nuts at the bowl. But anyway, let's talk about. I didn't watch it. I had to work. Okay, wow. So I didn't watch it. I was at work. All right, so that shows you how much I gave a fuck about it, because I didn't.
Damn, that's your first ever Super Bowl miss? Damn.
No. I missed a couple. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but all that being said, did anybody watch the performances?
I honestly was in the drink line and food line, B. I didn't care.
Okay. I read that basically that them niggas basically got about 30 seconds each.
Damn, it was snippets?
Yeah, that's what I read, but I didn't watch the performances. I'm sure the text chain, somebody, it's posted on. If I wanted to watch it, I could have watched it, I'm sure, on YouTube by now, but I was not really interested. But only because, again, they couldn't even show enough integrity and leadership to say, nah, I'm out. I'm good. I'm a play at this Chick-fil-A Super Bowl celebration in my neighborhood or whatever. You know, fuck it. Now I'm going to get paid. You know, fuck it.
You like school on Saturday. No class.
And me?
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know, man. I don't even... It must not have been remarkable, because I heard no one say anything about Big Boy or Travis Scott. I heard a whole lot of talk about Maroon 5.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
they were the headliners.
Yeah. Other shit. Hey. But I didn't hear nothing about Mr. Scott or Mr. Boy.
Okay. And so one more. What about Gladys Knight? What about the national anthem?
Well, I was there for that, B.
Okay, well, what's the report?
I was there for that. The report is I was in a very mixed crowd, not mixed as in color, but mixed as in age. And the host brother, probably, I'm going to say, low 60s, maybe.
Okay.
I enjoy myself when I'm there, so people know me, whatever, whatever. But he came up to me, he's like, yeah, can't nobody mess with Gladys. When she sing it, she sings it. And this is before she was singing.
Okay.
Now, because I was a guest, I wasn't gonna be like, man, fuck Gladys. I wasn't gonna do that. I'm saying to myself, oh, okay, giving the whole, yeah. But when she was singing, yo, now I can tell you a quick story, interject here. King Killer, we talk about me and you almost getting into it at the RFK. I have mentioned occasionally about the time I was about to get in some fisticuffs because I was talking during the national anthem at a boxing joint. Remember that?
Yeah, of course.
It was silent as a fucking white people church when she was singing, yo. Muggs was sitting there like she was just singing the greatest song ever. And I'm sitting there, but more than watching the TV and listening to her, I'm looking at the people, because now that we have learned about the full meaning of that song and what's excluded from that song, I'm like, yo, I don't give a fuck how great she sings it. And in my opinion, Whitney did it the best ever.
Oh, indeed.
But still, now that I know what I know, I'm like, fuck that song. But people clap, B. They clapped when she got done singing. The older black folks.
Okay.
Which even shocked me more.
Okay.
And that's why I was quiet when we was talking about it. Ain't nobody say nothing bad about Miss Gladys.
Yay. Kurt G. Cleo, because he did say that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Even though she said what she said, which was outrageous, they love her for it. And guess what? She ain't gonna lose nothing.
But they love her voice. You gotta break it down like this. If they actually was paying attention to Gladys and all the other stuff that's going on outside of music or her singing, maybe they have a different view on her. But only thing they listen to is what her singing and her voice. So they love what she's doing musically with her voice. That's it. They don't even pay attention to anything else that Gladys is doing.
But you know what's even, I'm just throwing this in just to throw another, you know, we have a little, just a pinch of salt in there. As I'm watching that fucking BET Soul Train thing, if I would not have seen her singing the national anthem and her reason for singing the national anthem, I'd have been like, yo, Gladys was down for the cause. But I guess I can say she was down for the cause, because anybody that knows the origin and the meaning of the Star Spangled Banner, and you black, you can't sing that anymore.
Gladys Knight is Gladys Knight. I mean, she ain't that Gladys Knight 60s. She ain't Gladys Knight 70s. She's Gladys Knight. You know, she's hustle, you know.
Well, is that like that Bill Cosby? Because there's a VHS tape that I have of Bill Cosby in a classroom talking about uplifting black people.
Right.
I have it somewhere, right? But where we came to with Cos now is the opposite. Maybe Gladys is the same thing. And then when actually she was messing with, when she was hanging around Don Cornelius, maybe she was about that pro-black.
I guess. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm glad I didn't take the time to fucking deal with it. So
you didn't miss shit in this Super Bowl except for your boy getting another ring.
Yeah, B. I'm still out.
Womp,
as y'all
womp,
know. I haven't watched football womp. In 2 years. Since last year or this year.
Womp, 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 womp.
Look, I'm sitting out here in Los Angeles, California, and looking at them Rams, and I was like, this is what y'all gonna do today?
I don't even care.
I wasn't happy, mad. I didn't give no concern whatsoever about the Patriots winning the Super Bowl, baby.
This nigga on its Charlie Brown stuff.
Your boy got 6 rings, though, B. However you want to look at it, even if you want to take 4 away.
The adult is speaking right now. We need to be quiet. He's at the chalkboard. writing down, man. He stole those rings.
well, let me ask you this. Keep it in on point. Forget Tom Brady, because that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the people who performed at halftime. Has anybody seen anything positive or negative about Big Boy?
He's getting a gigantic pass. Let's make it Travis Scott. They all the same to me. He's getting a pass, but then he works for the Kardashian Corporation, so that's the fix is in already on that. So, I personally won't support any of them cats. You know, I'll be down with a Outkast reunion, you know, tour or some shit like that. But any of that Big Boy and Vulgar Hut or Vulgar Nut or whatever the white group he was fucking with, all that shit he doing, keep that shit.
Big Boy just dropped a new song too.
Okay, whatever.
Him and Sleepy Brown.
Okay, no doubt.
Well, hold on. There's a sideshow to that. Your boy, now let's go back to DC back in the early 2000s. We up in some club. Me, King Killer. Kurt, were you there? Had to been. Tommy was there.
At the 930 Club was one of the greatest performances ever.
That's when my man Kenny McAllister was doing. He was doing promotions and shit. And we went to that club off of right around the corner from that Tropicana, the Jamaican joint. I forget the name of it. But anyway, you remember that night Tommy almost got in a fight with
CeeLo,
the Peacock?
Yeah, with CeeLo that night. Yeah, I was there. Is that Tommy down there?
Peacock. Fuck that nigga. We was sitting there and minding our business, and he was there minding his business. You know, so we basically was like, yo, what's up, man? How you doing? Keep it moving. But, you know, Tommy got that dog in him. He wasn't feeling it when Mr. Peacock made that crazy face. Mr. Peacock went out there talking some crazy shit. Remember, like, you know, I try to be guarded with my conversation about Colin Kaepernick because I respect the man, but at the same time, you not getting full reverence, bruh. That's how I feel about it. Why this dude said fuck all them people, basically this fucking Kaepernick, them protesters and shit, and then gonna try to fix it later.
Oh man, that motherfucker. Yo, he just literally one of these same motherfuckers and shit that just will say anything, you know, trying to be a provocateur. I'm so jaded with this shit that half of me is saying he knew what the fuck he was doing. Now he's apologizing, but people now talking about him. That shit's a provocateur shit. I ain't buying it.
Well, after that fucking Samsung blew up in his ear, I mean, he shouldn't have to talk about nothing. He should be good.
Me, but that Samsung shit was fake.
Oh, it was?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to tell you, yo. That shit, he's a provocateur.
I was right now old when I found that out.
I don't know if this gate was put up to keep crime out or keep our ass in.
Yeah, so nah, B, I'm not. I'm so jaded with a lot of this shit. B, okay, the reason why I only had a couple topics is because, real talk, I was talking to Kurt G before we did the show. I was like, look, I will not and will never talk about one Migos nigga, Offset, or whoever the fuck it is, having a beef with Chris Brown. Fuck them niggas, okay? Why would I talk about that shit? I believe all that shit is set up in the back room somewhere to keep niggas' names up.
Yeah, you got promoters at this shit?
Yeah, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about this shit. You know what I mean? I try to only talk about. Right. I'm only going to really try to talk about, again, music, which we really didn't talk about a lot here on this particular show. And I apologize for that. Or substantive news topics. Okay. The governor shit, that the Virginia shit. You know what I mean? Fuck this petty beef. Somebody said boo to some little dick ride rapper, and the little dick ride rapper responded, wah. Fuck them.
Pull up, nobody, nigga. Pull up.
We don't care about that.
No, but I'm just saying exactly what Kirk G said and shit. Some motherfucker was like, yo, what's up, nigga? Pull up. Pull up. Hey, I'm not covering that.
No, they get plenty coverage on their own.
Exactly. So, anyway, let's get into the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. ICE arrest rapper 21 Savage. He said he's in the U.S. illegally. ICE said the rapper whose real name is, Shaban.
Get him.
Shaban Abraham Joseph.
English shit.
Now you only had to say it once. Okay. Now he's 21 Savage from here on.
All right, yeah, no doubt. I was just going to call him Abraham Joseph. He's a citizen of the United Kingdom. Abraham Joseph consequently was convicted of felony drug charges in October 2014 in Fulton County, Georgia. Now, this is the key thing. This is the key thing. Abraham Joseph, his fans were in shock to find out that he was from the UK, okay? Because he represents 21 as a reference as a street gang in Decatur. I didn't know anything about them niggas, okay? Often referred to his past in East Atlanta's Zone 6. I guess Easy Bay can tell us what's good with that shit, okay?
He cannot. I don't give a fuck.
For example, he raps about the straight up out the six. Okay, this is all Atlanta drug talk, I'm assuming. But now, see, here we go. So you got his fans saying, damn, nigga, I thought you was from Atlanta, or at least Decatur, or something. Okay, you from London to the bloody break of dawn? Hey, what the fuck? You phony, nigga. Motherfuckers was online trying to wreck his whole shit. Nigga, fuck that, nigga. You a fraud, nigga. What? I mean, now, let's address it first of all. Let's address ICE. You got your boy, the Immigration Enforcement Force. Trump, in full effect. And two others, Jay-Z, Black Lives Matter, talking about how much of a tragedy it is. Now, granted, I think he was probably brung here as a youth, so I kind of get that part of it. But it's not like they sending that motherfucker back to an impoverished shit. He could still be in fucking London and make joints and do videos and keep his fucking career smacking.
Can I hit him with the McLaughlin RB?
Oh, the McLaughlin? John McLaughlin?
Bye, bye. And whoever hears this can be mad at me for the rest of your life, and I won't give a single fuck. My problem is this dude, first of all, he could have handled it. Okay? You might have been in poverty, but you could have handled it. But at the same time, and people, one of my best friends from Atlanta there is telling me, you know, he was doing something for the community. He was doing this yearly, you know, clothing drive and all that, and I equated that same shit to that fucking 2-day-a-year drug dealers giving out turkeys and 363 days of the year fucking up the neighborhood. So you can't come to me with that shit. Bye-bye. And you ain't from here for real?
Well,
bye.
I have a problem with this whole, you know, sort of equating him like a dreamer, like, okay, he was brung here as a kid. I mean, this motherfucker is 21 Savage. I'm assuming that motherfucker is just like all these other young niggas. They filthy rich. You know what I'm saying? And I get the point. I get the point, but he got enough money and lawyers to handle his shit, okay? An immigrant who was brung here at 2 years old from El Salvador, that's a whole different fucking game.
45.
I'll be on my 45.
Brought to you by the 45 coat.
Nigga, you be on that 45. Don't let me catch you on that 45.
Yes, brought to you by Colt 45 for real.
We're not talking about Colt 45.
So, I mean, that's the, you know what, and I guess that's me. I'm saying, okay, yeah, all right, so maybe you got fucked up in the game and shit, you know what I mean? But, man, that motherfucker, yeah, I'm sorry.
But my whole thing is this. Of all the fans and all the people that was shocked and was tripping, because he wasn't from Atlanta, or he wasn't from specifically from this spot. It don't mean that, even though a lot of these niggas be straight faking and the shit that they be doing and saying, it don't mean that he didn't actually do some of that stuff. He wasn't actually in the ATL doing that stuff. My point is this. Why the fuck are you mad? If you like his music, what, you don't like it now? Because the nigga wasn't from Atlanta? If you liked it, you like it. You don't like it no more? You gonna throw away all your shit?
Damn,
nigga. You gonna go ahead and burn down all your social media shit?
That nigga on that Mr. Salmon, won't you sell me a dream? Yo, nigga, that's what, yo, isn't that funny, though? Them niggas was on social media, oh, that fraud-ass nigga, he ain't from the...
So now he not one of your heroes no more? You know, he ain't in your top three no more? Hey, you don't like him no more?
I don't know what social media you was looking at, but the social media I was looking at, I had to just remove myself, because they was like, oh, they deporting him.
There was, right, there were plenty of that too, but I seen a lot of shocked and disappointed cats who, you know,
I was even asked what's the difference between him and Slick Rick.
Blasphemy!
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, not.
I know, musically, right.
But just the fact of the deportation. I mean, it is what the fuck it is. If you got the money and the means, be legal, my nigga.
Right, exactly. So.
It's that simple. You ain't in a caravan or whatever the Trump and them is calling that shit now in Mexico. You ain't that.
You ain't hiding in a mattress trying to get to this motherfucker.
Yeah, your gold is shimmery.
Shit.
Fuck that.
All right, no doubt. Let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the...
Wait, back up. Kurt, this is a special request early before we get to the world famous. Since we From Atlanta, there's a song called From Atlanta. I would love to hear From Atlanta.
Shady? Oh, that in Atlanta.
Come on, Shady.
From Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Holy shit, that's hot.
You want me to play that one? At the end of the show? Sir? Okay, that's the last joint. All right, I'll take a request.
All right, that's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Hip Hop Digest NAMM 2019 Technical Talk. The Infader Mixer from Thud Rumble. That's DJ Qbert and them outfit over there, Thud Rumble. They make a collection of battle style mixers. And
shout out to our boy T-Bear on that.
No doubt. Yes. I had actually seen a a prototype of that, like 2 years ago or whatever. I thought they wasn't fucking with it no more. But anyway, it showed up at NAMM 2019. This is a mixer that doesn't require a laptop. It's literally, I don't know if it's a computer packed into a mixer or a mixer packed into a computer. According to Qbert, you know, it will run Traktor or Serato Pro or any of that shit just fine, or any software you could put on it. He said, nigga, you could put your beat maker software on it, Fruity Loops, make beats. You could check your email, all of this shit. Yeah.
Is it a mobile phone?
Well, it literally looks like a mixer. It has 16 performance pads on it, you know, the up and down and the crossfader. But it looks like there's a fucking iPad mini sitting on the top of the mixer. You know, now I don't know if that's just the screen. They didn't say iPad, and I'm sure Apple would have a lot of licensing for that cost. Right, they couldn't afford it, so it's not an Apple product. But I don't know what it is.
Better fix that FaceTime shit.
Yeah, well,
well, that's a whole nother damn conversation.
Anyway,
fuck Apple. So all that being said, the Thud Rumble. So shout out to them, but there's a problem. There's a real problem.
Uh-oh, is it Thud?
Yeah, well, it could be. They said it will be released in the fall. They're not taking any pre-orders, but that price of $2,500.
Oh, it maybe is Apple.
I don't know about that, B, but I'm telling you, fuck that. Okay, I'm just being dead ass. I mean, real talk, I mean, no disrespect to them niggas over at Thud Rumble. It actually looks like a very unique piece of equipment. You gotta
they
have
need
unique
to just
money.
Sell that shit in Dubai and leave it the fuck over there. God damn.
Nigga, when you can get the S9 or the Rain 72, which hell, on that fact of the matter, you can run the Rain 72 by itself. It's just a push button mixer if you wanted to. Now, granted, you can't do all this checking your email and make beats on it like you can this mixer.
Fuck outta here.
But damn, you dissing?
Yeah. They got a toilet on that shit? God damn. The fuck? Two stacks, my nigga?
Two and a half stacks.
A half. Shit. Don't forget the half.
So
I'm out the dough.
So anyway, unless you got an obscene amount of money, you'll settle for a lesser things. But anyway, but it, again, NAMM had a lot of exciting things. So again, I'm trying to keep it hip hop. But I'm going to talk about other things. I'm going to talk about the studio monitors and speakers and all of that good shit too as well. So I'm trying to incorporate that into the show. Again, it's called the Invader Mixer from Thud Rumble. Check it out. It's on YouTube. Hubert's going ham on it. But at them prices...
Oh, let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, boy, you ain't lying. So, are we ready to get into it?
Unless I can ask you just a personal question, you and Curtis.
Oh, what's up?
What's good? I see you calling them a government. What's good?
Yeah.
Curtis! what is your favorite mix that you ever did?
Oh, fuck. That's impossible.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's impossible. I couldn't name that right now.
Yeah, you hit me with one I can't even. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, favorite. I know you probably got one already. That's why you asked that question.
I had time to think about it.
Exactly.
Because it's my question. So, you know, folks like to hear us talk about our personal shit sometimes. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there because I know you got a lot of good ones. Even if you want to go way back, even if you want to just tell them one of your favorite DJ stories or something. Give him something personal.
Okay, I got a DJ story. Okay, I got a DJ story. And I may have even told this DJ story. I think we did. So it may be a repeat for those long-term listeners. But it's one of my most vivid memories of DJing at a party, a particular young lady's party. And so, of course, you know, we in York and shit. And, you know, some hard rock Philly niggas rolling and shit. And it's all good, you know what I mean? But... the local niggas is getting tight because the Philly niggas is bagging, you know what I mean?
Bagging means getting all the ladies.
Yeah, so they was bagging, but you know, so you got to remember now, this was a three-level party, okay? We had a speaker array on the first floor, a speaker array on the second floor where we was DJing, and a speaker array on the third floor. I mean, we was doing it, okay? And a fracas broke out. Fracas broke out that the whole fucking, what was it, Philadelphia Street totally blocked, okay? House of cops couldn't even get there and shit. And the motherfuckers was fighting so heavy on the first floor and the third floor that, you know, by the time we shut the music off and shit, and we looked out of the window of the second floor, and we seen one of our speakers shot out of the window, foam and speaker shit everywhere.
Wow.
Shit.
That was a bad night.
That was a bad night, but that was a DJ story in the fact that it took us forever to get the fuck out of there. You know what I mean? Cause we couldn't really go outside by the time the police is showing up and locking niggas up and shit. It's just incredible. But it was the only time I seen that town unified in a fight. Cause usually they fighting each other.
Right.
But this was a classic case of them York niggas want their corner back.
They wanted their girls back.
They wanted their girls and get them out that Philly bag.
Yeah, boy, because your Philly niggas came in, they was bagging, yo.
No doubt.
Gazelle's on.
What, nigga? Shit.
Oh, shit. Man. And a quick story from me is one of my favorites. Is when we used to DJ down there. What was that spot we used to DJ at? Al Parkway.
Jefferson.
The Jefferson. Yeah, we used to DJ at the Jefferson. This was an every week thing we used to do. And we used to be down there every week DJing. And back then, niggas used to play slow jams. Slow jams for the youngins are slow songs that people dance to at parties back then. That's what we used to do.
Get your grind on.
Right. These was youngins getting their little feel on. He was copping a little feel then. But... we used to play three in a row, which is something most people only play two. So we would play three songs in a row.
Right, that was our trademark.
We would play three slow songs in a row. Actually, there's a chance for us to get a break. But we played three in a row. And one day, somebody came in, and I think they lost something. And we was in the middle of playing our slow songs. And somebody turned the lights on, and dude shot Jay said, Bud Light! And niggas had to, because niggas turned the lights on.
Right, because you got to remember, when we did our three in a row, we turned all the lights out.
We turned all the lights out. So, it was pitch black in there.
So niggas, so you see these niggas,
niggas was humpback. Niggas was humpback in there.
Yeah, so niggas was.
Niggas was in it full enthralled in what they was doing.
Yeah, niggas was getting it in.
So,
the humpback.
Right. So when the lights came on, nigga was like, Bud Light. So he had to turn the lights back off.
Yeah, yo, he was like, yo, Bud Light, somebody get that Bud Light. That was absolutely hilarious, yo. No
that
doubt.
That is crazy.
So
I'm not giving any stories on my own. I'm, as a DJ story, I must still say that when we were at the Capitol Center in D.C., watching Jazzy Jeff get busy.
Oh my God.
With my own eyes in person. Because they had the lights that was working with his mixes. So
yeah,
it was,
yep.
It was amazing. So outside of myself, that was an amazing, amazing, amazing situation to see Jazzy Jeff getting busy like that.
No doubt. It's not my favorite mix, but I think it's something that I remember as far as blend. When I mean mixing, back what we used to do back in the dinosaur days, just blend records and shit. And probably one of the ones was probably Joy Sims Coming to My Life with Boogie Down Productions Poetry.
A shout out to the UK.
So that was memorable for me because I had, you know, I'm not a cat that, but niggas used to be like, how the, and why did you, but that shit sound dope.
Niggas used to get cuffed up, collared up over them fucking tapes, B.
So that's what's good.
Sense?
So, no doubt. So, all right, let's get into it. The world famous Kurt G albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Joel Ortiz.
Oh!
Fred the Godson.
Oh!
And the Heatmakers.
Oh!
Gorilla Glue.
Oh!
That is Joel Ortiz, Fred the Godson. Oh. And the Heatmakers, Gorilla Glue.
Hey, can I tell y'all that Gorilla Glue, you know what Gorilla Glue is, right?
Yeah, I know yes. What Gorilla Glue is.
Chiba Chiba, y'all.
And then we got JK1, the Supernova, Hip Hop Doesn't Love You Back. It's JK1, the Supernova, Hip Hop Doesn't Love You Back. An instrumental joint is
Stuff Daddy. That's my nigga right there.
An instrumental joint is Stuff Daddy, Baker's Dozen. That's Stuff Daddy, Baker's Dozen.
That's my man right there, yo. Stuff Daddy, kid. No doubt. So, yo, that Joel Ortiz, Fred the Godson, tell me they on Boom Bap.
Oh, you know it.
Okay, ooh, I'm just saying.
That'll be to be on here.
Oh, and you know, sometimes Joel Ortiz like to stray off the needle a little bit.
I mean, you might have a few things in there that you might not be feeling, but for the most part, that shit right there is crazy.
And Fred the Godson, that's my dude too, yo. So,
I'm gonna say something new, though. I'm gonna say something new today, this week.
All right.
Peace out to y'all niggas that don't sit there and listen to this music we play. You missing, yo. You know, we've heard from countless people that, when y'all get done talking, click, that's it. Yo, you are missing. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, they ain't into that bullshit we play at the end of the show. That boom bap
that
shit.
That's bullshit?
That boom bap shit?
Crank that. Crank that. Crank that. Crank that.
Come on, yo.
Crank that.
Lead a champion out of this.
Crank that. Crank that. Crank
King
that.
Killer got the big WWF belt on off that Soulja Boy, B. It's coming to fruition.
Yes, sir. No
He's
doubt.
Getting no props from these young boys.
You get no props over here.
Oh, shit. All right, man. We'll see y'all next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, one.
To Beirut, your head in your bed, fingers all in on your Beirut. She wildin' off a lick a shot of that Grey Goose. Don't care for my Claire's, lick a shot at your Grey Goose. The illest to illustrate it. The realest of skills debating. Still ain't hated like fuck your lyricism. 10, 40 belows, constructive criticism. Gold Dolphin, Joel, those slow gats blow. Oh well, getting that cake, cash and love. Gotta go to the scale on the plate, master gloves. I ain't go to Modell's. Fiends inhale, stuff real well. Four was working with Lil Puffs like Andre Harrell. This is for my hood niggas waiting on the cell. My niggas up north with they weight up in the cell. I'm gone.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, murder one lyric at your door.
Let one of these niggas zack up and I'ma
murder one.
I wish a nigga would jump so I could
murder one. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, murder one lyric at your door.
Let one of these niggas act up so I could
murder one.
I wish a nigga would jump and I'ma
murder one.
Wait up, though. Was on that corner on the crate before the wake-up show. 32 back, only cooked 28 up, though. I ain't just blow straight up. I had straight up blow. Technos and JoJo's, no Jacob glow. Bright goals and fofos, lift your face up, bro. I can tell the kind of stories you can't make up, though. Being myself allowed me to fuck the makeup hoe. You can have this bitch back, I ain't gonna take your hoe. Just know if the pussy good, that we gonna break up slow. I write hits and buy kicks. Fly shit, and I ain't never been inside Kiff. I might be tripping, but I feel like these niggas forgot. Let me remind them like rewinding a Kennedy shot. I'm still Muhammad with the word vomit. This cash is heavy as clay in my jean pocket.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, murder one lyric at your door.
Let one of these niggas zack up and I'ma
murder one.
I wish a nigga would jump so I could
murder one. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, murder one lyric at your door.
Let one of these niggas act up so I could
murder one.
I wish a nigga would jump and I'ma
murder one.
Yeah, outlandish, I brandish the weapon to mass destruction. I cut them, I'm busting your ass. Sucker ass cats be suffering succotash. Sylvester still wreck you, fucks trash. I'm Sean Price, and the price is millions. Gangway mother, the soul of a thousand children. Half god body, other half Rob Zombie. Lift chrome, get stitched on like I'm John Gotti. Invested in chrome, Sylvester Stallone. First blood, the first slug, rest of your dome. The man stunt with the guard step. I'm old school like Manhunt in the projects. Believe it, dude. Undisputable bars. You far from believable. I epitomize funky. The dignified guy wise. The signified monkey.
Throw wings on the 9 milli. My truly fly. Lay a nigga out like cold cheese and coolie high. Headshots, death shots, red tops. Mediterranean cuisine in the best spots. A la carte, a whole menu for wifey. Pay me back with good head and some Nikes. Don't take me lightly. Half these suckers, they wanna fight me. What's the reason the girl wanna bite me? Pop the E and drunk the 40 till they said I was hyphy. This ain't no lie, B. This is my life, G. A crazy Puerto Rican split your head to the white meat. Get a nigga hit up in the Bing when it kite leave. It's Coronelli Capone. I'm the reason E.T. phoned home, cause he pussy. Pop off on a rookie, the empire to get fired upon a cookie.
I don't hit weed, the weed hits me, I'm just G. Don't ask if I rap, I MC. I rhyme dangerous, trigger finger hand gestures, won't spell it out. I'm illiterate to all sign language, I'm anguish, working your nerves, purging the verbs. Never been a nerd with the words, no I don't splurge on the bird. She gets nada, burning herb on the block, no Ibaka. But still, I feel a power surge, find me where the dollars merge. Beat the shot clock or you chop a bird. Choose your sport from where the user snort. And violate rules in court like a black John Gotti style. Blowing trial in a pair of crocodiles. And yeah, we still the hottest out where the fake shit is not allowed.
I'm a giant, use a hobbit. Whack like a mom hit. Gun bunch of shit, leave your whole knot gushing like a Russian. With slick back hair named Vitaly. Son, you ain't a G, you more like G. Golly, me poly stepping. women all swoon. Who's rude? Guitar goon and still read Carl Jung. They said pick one side, what are we, 10? I wanna watch CNN and listen to CNN. Scooped in the hoop, the new Sanjay Goose. Waves be 360 like Anderson Coops. This for my cats who step in the spot and make the party theirs. Took their GD tests and some Cartiers. Dudes who had a reading hobby and was still out committing robberies. That's a juxtaposition. In the lobby with Prosecco in a glass. Five spaz, never let a set go past. Check it. Before they all gusto with low cash. Rap dudes better learn to keep them shekel stash. We both put out projects to have people raving. Cause my shit is a classic and yours techno trash. Cash be drinking rum Polyan. And some Somalian butt pirates take their drinks and slip Somali. I'm a classic, man. Tight ends for the packing. You whack, even your white friends is black.
Yeah, this is legendary shit right here, baby. Pain. You got motherfucking OC, nigga, D-I-T-C. You got the young gun, Mr. R.J. Payne, E-I-M-G, in the same fucking joint. You know what the fuck is about to happen, man. We want all the smoke, baby. We want all the smoke. Matter of fact, without further ado, hey, big bro, come talk your shit. Let's go.
The start of a conversation between A likes and G code, equally shared through cell phones. No one go parties on each end is dangerous in their own right. So it's decided that we forge a pair and link, not under normal circumstance. Sharing that number one spot, understand. I'm that buck you collide with strong antlers with. I lay it out from jump on the table for you to test it. Go ahead and ingest it. Euphoric feeling like some coke dripping down in your throat. Numb of your esophagus constricting the muscles in your windpipes to close. That's surge of dopamine you feeling, be that need that you forever chase. As far as your first time, duly note that I enforce my position. It's important you niggas listen. I snatch blocks, I don't ask for nobody's permission. Nah, an unexpected invite from Pain. Got excitement written all over this thing of bars, slinging these bars. A classic matchup rarely seen by some who seem odd. Futuristic pugilism in its original form. Shadows of doubt only you mount when the count's off. For dope boys pitching for a boss off course. I'm the connect. The volume of pain at a higher low, decibels the same result. We implementing in some new rules for the higher ups and mid-level players in this game. Y'all know exactly who we talking
about. I thought that they knew. Well, fuck it then. Let me tell them the rest. It's RJ Payne, the ghost of Big L in the flesh. I'm about to OD. Blackout to no melanin left. With OC, we talk heavy, nigga. That's elephant steps. Lord knows it. The bull focus, raw doses. These bars broke the laws of Moses. I'm royalty. I should walk across the floor. Roses. I'm more ferocious, I'm blowing up, send me more explosive. Fire burning, ice cube, higher learning. Fight club, come have a fist fight with Tyler Durden. I'm meditating while I'm floating, let me tie my turban. Hitler be wearing her mask, well fine, my nine is German. Observing, all the talking done, y'all done caught the one. The God traveled the earth till I can walk across the sun. Till the war's done, a nigga bought his gun. It's sort of fun, and I'm just warming up. You know it's more to come, yeah. God level, this is natural progression. I ain't even rapping, this is astral projection. Every bar, I done mastered perfection. I'm part of the Wi-Fi, you can't match the connection. Yeah, this is satellite rap. When the God touches the stage, then the gravel might crack. I'm gone, get the money, then I travel right back. My record is undefeated, I don't battle like that. It's pain. E-I-M-G, D-I-T-C, nigga, R-J and O-C, 2019. That's what happened when two different generations of hip-hop link up. Raw shit, fish scale, cocaine can talk, volume 4, nigga. Let's go.
Melodic embargo, please, you know what's in the cargo. I ship keys, my nigga, never eat escargot. Kia cops, car, cop keys, and key largo. Queens, get cheese, we don't bang. Y'all niggas get caught with the keys and all sing. Singing ass niggas be out of key. The whole key to why shit's fucked up in the game, now you lame. Y'all get your lyrics from novels, fabulous, the fabricated crime, fantasy Fargo. Got bodies behind bars, y'all see the bargo. In the 80s, we used to put a little bit in the Marlboro. Keys. Skinny ones, tall ones, white ones, turn ones. Perfectly brand new ivory keys and the crack ones. The reason these crack babies can't rap and they act dumb. Now everybody turn up.
don't flop, don't sleep, let's treat, get live, get crumb.
Talk about some hardcore,
yeah, we like it,
yeah, we like it raw.
Get money, turn a $20 bill into a straw, and just do it, just do it, just do it, do it, do it, just, yeah, yo.
To blow, connect, get it through Mexico, Instagram, shoot yourself, Plexico, reduce molecules, pass through Trump's wall with the baseline, and I inbound the ball, so nice with the rock that your hand might swirl, I'm in the bathroom, doing the bump with that white girl, lines make black chicks bone strange, white horse in a hotel room, the Lone Ranger, and they try to remain sober, but the hangover got them hanging over the roof, on the top of a Las Vegas hotel like the hangover, smack. Heroin, PCP, I had digital dope before Smack DVDs. Original coke before was less than zero. Hot like Pacino, fly like De Niro, Benicio Del Toro, etc. Maria full of grace on a flight to kill a messenger. Cocaine cowboy, swerving with that bird in the black suburban, merging in Irvin, Texas, Texan serving Michael Irvin. Cocaine cowboy, yeah, yo, yeah, yo.
Love LC, cause when I'm at home, I chill at the disco, and when I get got